Good afternoon once again, everyone. I'm Chad Holmes. Hour number two of the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, it is a holiday week, so a short work week. And what can we expect weather-wise here for this Thanksgiving week? Well, to find out, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, good Monday afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. It looks like a fairly quiet weather pattern overall as we head into the holiday. Sunshine this afternoon. High is right around 30 degrees with light northwest winds. Partly cloudy tonight. Low temperature around 10 with light and variable winds. A little bit more cloud cover tomorrow. We'll call it a blend of clouds and sun. High around 35 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy. High temperature of 40. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, mainly cloudy. High around 35 degrees. Friday, cloudy. High temperatures again in the mid-30s. And we'll warm up just a little bit heading into the weekend, upper 30s for Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy skies. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Well, Ray, generally not too bad. Even today, a lot of sunshine. It makes you feel so much better, the temperature getting up to around 30. But generally for a holiday week for folks hitting the road later for Thanksgiving, not too bad, is it?
No, not bad at all. Again, it does look pretty quiet here regionally. Maybe a couple of storm systems out on the East Coast and another on the West Coast if you have travel plans taking you that direction. But for the middle part of the country, it looks very quiet indeed.
Okay, Ray, I know you're going to be off for the rest of the week. Enjoy your time away. We'll talk to you again when you get back.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, fair skies, temperature of 34 degrees. The winds out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor is 27. The dew point is 18, relative humidity of 52%, the barometer at 30.11 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Well, over the weekend, I mentioned I was sort of out of it in terms of going out and about, was trying to just get over a bit of a cold and sore throat. So sat in bed, watched a lot of TV. No Packers this weekend. No Packers. They played on Thursday. They lost to the Tennessee Titans. So was forced to watch a little bit of the Bears and watch an embarrassing performance from the Minnesota Vikings. So I wasn't feeling 100%, but it was not worth spending any energy watching those football games. This week, in terms of high school athletics, we got some good ones. Looking forward to some really good matchups as we get into the winter sports season. Tomorrow night, got a ranked battle in high school girls basketball. The Wausau West Warriors, high expectations, two-time defending Wisconsin Valley Conference champions, and they take on Neenah. Neenah is the third-ranked team in the state. They come off a very impressive season-opening win against Stevens Point on the road. In fact, the Warriors and Neenah faced off in a regional final last spring, a game that was played over in Neenah. Went over there and watched it. And there's a young lady for Neenah named Allie Zabel. She, as a sophomore, during that game last year when the Warriors played Neenah in the regional final, during the course of that game, it was a game that she scored 43 points, 33 of which came in the second half. But as a sophomore, she broke the Neenah all-time scoring record for a career in that game. That meant that in terms of her scoring for the career, she broke the record that was held since 1979. It was amazing. And that's an amazing young lady. If you are a basketball fan, if you're not, if you have a daughter or a niece that's into sports, I would encourage you to go to the West Fieldhouse tomorrow night because, number one, Allie Zabel for Neenah, and that team is so good. And number two, Wausau West has a terrific team that has hopes of making it to the state tournament as well. A really good basketball team, and it'll be a really good basketball matchup between Wausau West and Neenah coming up tomorrow night. I will have it live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip at 7:15. And then coming up this weekend, got a terrific tournament over at Wausau West, the Warrior Turkey Shoot, and some good basketball featuring both Wausau West and Newman Catholic starts on Friday, 6 o'clock. as the Wausau West the Newman Catholic Cardinals will take on Northern Pines. And Pines, a great basketball team as well. Newman has state championship hopes. Should be a great season opener between Newman and Pines, 6 o'clock on Friday. And that will be followed by Wausau West against Stanley Boyd immediately following both those games Friday night right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And then hopefully we'll get a chance to see West and Newman play in a championship game of that tournament Saturday night. But no matter what, whether it's a Newman and West in one game or Newman and West in separate games, depending on the results Friday, we will have the Cardinals and the Warriors in high school boys basketball Saturday. And also Saturday or early, we'll have the Wausau West hockey team in the second day of a tournament over at Eau Claire Memorial. It'll be either at 11 a.m. or 1 p.m., depending on how the Warriors do on Friday night. So, again, busy high school sports week. Great time of year. Looking forward to watching a Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School boys and girls basketball, plus Wausau West hockey and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey during the course of the winter sports season. Got to take a break. We're going to talk a little something about sports and politics. World Cup. I'm going to talk about that coming up here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
Check to the Superdome. There ain't no help, the Calvary stayed home. There ain't no one here in the bugle bone. We take care of our own.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. 34 degrees under pretty nice skies, fair skies. Hope your work week is off to a good start. Again, short work week as we head towards Thanksgiving on Thursday. Also, very unusual this year, the World Cup soccer tournament is underway. The World Cup got underway yesterday after 12 years of questions and criticisms of the tournament being held in Qatar. I'm going to share a secret. I'm a big soccer fan, as we like to call it, world football. I'm a fan of the Premier League, the English Premier League. I watch Premier League action every Saturday and Sunday. I cheer for West Ham United, enjoy it quite a bit. And I've also been, over the years, a big fan of the World Cup. It's an incredible tournament. This year, don't have the passion at all. Didn't watch the start of it yesterday. Didn't have a chance to watch it today because the United States actually got underway today a couple of hours ago, just finished their first game at the World Cup. And Gareth Bale, the former Tottenham Hotspur standout, got a late goal for Wales. Wales and the United States 1-1 tie. But that's not the story of the World Cup. It's being held in Qatar for some reason. Number one, the World Cup needs to be held during the summer. That's when it's held, always during the summer. But if you hold it in Qatar in the summer, it's like 120 degrees. You can't do it in the summer in Qatar. And that's only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the issues going on. And in fact, there are people, we talked about in the last hour about the tragedy in Colorado Springs in the LGBTQ community. Well, every day is a tragedy for members of that community in Qatar. It's illegal. And FIFA is the world's governing body when it comes to soccer. And they are doing everything they possibly can to stop any kind of protest on the anti-gay policies that Qatar holds. And that, again, is still only the tip of the iceberg. During the last decade, where stadiums were built in Qatar for this event, they brought in migrant workers from around the world and treated them incredibly poorly. And the reporting has thousands of these migrant workers dying to build these stadiums that will only be basically used for the World Cup. It is a problem right now with the World Cup, with the Olympics, that they're going to these totalitarian places because they're getting paid to do so. It is the wrong place, the wrong message, and the president of FIFA made it even worse over the weekend on the day before the World Cup got underway. Gianni Infantino, he is the president of FIFA, the world governing body when it comes to soccer. And he had what CNN called an extraordinary tirade against Western critics of the controversial tournament in an explosive hour-long monologue that is making headlines around the world. Human rights groups described it as crass and an insult to migrant workers, many of which died building these stadiums. But Infantino basically became the biggest roadblock to anybody wanting to criticize Qatar and their policies in the run-up to this World Cup. Infantino glumly addressed hundreds of journalists in Qatar Saturday and started the news conference with a near hour-long speech during which he accused Western critics of hypocrisy and racism. He said, we are taught many lessons from Europeans from the Western world, he said, referring to criticism of Qatar's human rights record. What we Europeans have been doing for the last 3,000 years, we should be apologizing for the next 3,000 years before starting to give moral lessons. Again, much of the buildup to this tournament, the World Cup, has focused on human rights rightly. The death of thousands of migrant workers, not one or two, thousands of migrant workers, and the conditions many have endured in Qatar. And also, again, the LGBTQ and women's rights that are invisible in this country. Homosexuality in Qatar is illegal and punishable by up to 3 years in prison. A report from Human Rights Watch published last month documented cases as recently as September of Qatar security forces arbitrarily arresting LGBT people and subjecting them to ill treatment in detention, including rape. Colombian singer Maluma, who features in the official World Cup anthem, walked out of an interview on Israeli television when he was questioned about the Gulf state's human rights record. But everything that led up to Saturday's FIFA news conference was sort of overshadowed because this was pathetic by Infantino. He told journalists that he knew what it felt like to be discriminated against, saying he was bullied as a child for having red hair and freckles. And he said, "Today I feel Qatari. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay. Today I feel disabled. Today I feel a migrant worker, he said in front of a stunned audience. I feel this, he said, all this because what I've been seeing and what I've been told, since I don't read, otherwise I would be depressed, I think. What I've seen brings me back to my personal story. I am the son of migrant workers. My parents were working very hard in difficult situations. Infantino said progress had been made in Qatar on a range of issues, but insisted real change took time, adding that FIFA would not leave the country after the tournament finished. He suggested he thought some Western journalists would forget about the issues. Human rights groups have criticized the FIFA boss in his speech. Nicholas McGeehan, director of Fair Square, a nonprofit human rights organization, said in a statement, Infantino's comments were as crass as they were clumsy and suggest that the FIFA president is getting his talking points direct from the Qatari authorities. And again, Amnesty International said, in brushing aside legitimate human rights criticisms, Gianni Infantino is dismissing the enormous price paid by migrant workers to make his flagship tournament possible, as well as FIFA's responsibility for it. So again, I have loved watching the World Cup over the years. I've loved watching the Olympics. But these organizations need to realize that taking dirty money from totalitarian regimes is not the way to go. And if you're a fan of world soccer and want to watch the World Cup, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's taken a lot of the joy from me, and I don't feel the need to watch it as closely as I otherwise would have. We all need to be morally responsible. And FIFA and the International Olympic Committee have been morally irresponsible in recent years in terms of who they are giving these important events to. Before Qatar, you know where the World Cup was? Russia. So was the Olympics. They're all giving a platform to people like Putin and Saudi Arabia and other totalitarian groups. At a certain point, money can't be the end-all be-all, because it does seem to be often that it's truly turning into an end-all be-all where it's down to the bottom line in terms of money. So again, it's just a situation where you gotta, and if you really want to get into the weeds, you can look at what FIFA's done over the years. It's corrupt. It is a corrupt organization. And for an event like the World Cup to be tainted by corruption like this is a tragedy for all involved. And for all the players who work so very hard, it's the ultimate to play for your country at the World Cup. And the United States back at it, because they were actually not, they did not qualify 4 years ago. So for these players who have waited 8 years, I don't take anything away from them. I hope the United States does exceptionally well, but at the same time, knowing what the stories are and knowing that if you turn on Fox, who is the broadcaster of the World Cup, they are not going to talk about these issues. You see from FIFA, they want to just deflect away from these issues. Fox needs to be better than that. Infantino needs to be better than that. FIFA needs to be better than that. So again, that's just my thoughts on the World Cup. Again, the United States and Wales tied this afternoon 1-1 in Qatar. We'll be right back. We got more to come as we continue here on the Chad Holmes Show. Got a news update coming up in just a few moments, and then back with more. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar.
In West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In West End town, a dead end world.
Tuesday night, the Wausau West High School girls basketball team faces Nina in a showdown of ranked teams. The Warriors are ranked number 12 in the state in Division 1, while Nina comes in at number 3. Hear all the exciting action on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 7 p.m. and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbell Credit Union, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Sun Printing. It's Wausau West versus Nina in high school girls basketball. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 p.m. on your home for Wausau West sports. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. 3:35 on this Monday afternoon, 34 degrees and fair skies. Start of a, you love it when you say this, short work week, right? You love to say that, short work week as we head towards Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Thursday, and then a month and a day from Christmas. Where did 2022 go? I mean, I know as I get older, every week goes by quicker. I mean, it's insane how fast time flies as we do get older, but glad you could spend what hopefully is a not overly quick 2 hours with us each and every weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. While I was laying in bed yesterday trying to get over this cold, I saw Paul Ryan, the former Wisconsin congressman. Hey, Paul Ryan is still out there talking. Well, Paul Ryan said on ABC yesterday that he is a, quote, never again Trumper, and that Donald Trump is unelectable. What incredible courage. Apparently, Paul Ryan's been talking to WSAU's Chris Connolly because after walking in lockstep with Donald Trump for years, they have said, no more Donald Trump. And you know the reason behind it. It's not because they disagree with Donald Trump on the issues. It's because they feel like other people are not going to vote for Donald Trump. Again, this is not a case of courage, but I wanted to give you a little sense of what the very courageous Paul Ryan had to say with Jonathan Carl on ABC News yesterday morning.
That's the point. He can get his people through the primaries, but they can't win general elections. So what? It's really clear. I think the Republican voter is going to move on. That's why I don't think he ends up winning the nomination at the end of the day. I think we have a great stable of good, capable conservatives who are more than capable of winning this primary for presidency and winning the election. And I think Republican voters know that. So that's why I think our voters ultimately who really want to win are going to give us candidates who can win.
What will it mean to the Republican Party if he actually wins the nomination again?
We probably likely lose the White House. We just did in 20. So I think we probably lose the White House with Trump. And if there's someone not named Trump, my guess is we win the White House.
But if I'm saying if he wins the general election, if he becomes president again, I mean, the way Liz Cheney has put it, it's like an existential threat to the country.
I just don't think he's going to. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he'll win.
He's just unelectable.
I think he's unelectable because that suburban voter, you think he's more popular since the 2020 election with the swing voter in America or less?
No evidence of that at all.
Yeah.
But he does seem to have a hold on a good chunk of the Republican Party. Whether or not it's a majority, we'll see.
That's right. But I think he's going to continue to lose altitude because we want to win. And we know with him, we lose. We have a string of losses to prove that point. And there are a lot of really good, capable conservatives who people, I think, like. That are more than capable of not only being good conservatives in office, but can win elections.
As you know, the fear that Republicans have had, and this goes back to 2015 when he first announced, the fear that they have is that Donald Trump loses the primary, but then marches across the street and declares he's an independent candidate.
Then he gives the left the country, and I think he would not want to be blamed for doing that.
So you think that he has the ability
look,
I
don't know what's going on in his mind. Look, here's how I was not an ever Trumper.
You worked with a speaker.
I governed with him, and I'm very proud of those days. I'm proud of the accomplishments of the tax reform, the deregulation of criminal justice reform. I'm really excited about the judges we got on the bench, not just the Supreme Court, but throughout the judiciary. But I am a never again Trumper. Why? Because I want to win. And we lose with Trump. It was really clear to us in 18, in 20, and now in 2022.
You know, let's start near the end of what Paul Ryan had to say on ABC yesterday, talking about how incredibly proud he was of what he accomplished with Donald Trump. This is not about Donald Trump. And I think people on the left need to realize it as well, and especially in the center. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about conservatism and the conservative party, the Republican Party. All this stuff that guys like he says, and you go back to 2015 and 2016, that's exactly what Lindsey Graham was saying. And then what happened? Lindsey Graham became Donald Trump's best friend to this day. Through January 6th. Right to this day, he's proud of the policies that he and Donald Trump believe in. He's proud of that garbage tax cut that Ron Johnson added, that one extra line that got the Eline family and Diane Hendricks hundreds of millions of dollars in tax cuts. He's proud of that. And he talks about good conservatives that can win. You know what question I'd like to ask Paul Ryan? Let's bring some of the folks that are true believers in conservatism in this country. I mean the true believers. The David Dukes of this world. The people that, if you're a racist, which party do you support? If you're a sexist, what party do you support? If you are anti-LGBTQ and silently cheer when 22-year-olds go and blow away people, which party do you support? Paul Ryan sits there in his nice tie and his nice suit saying things in a moderate way, but it is a radical political agenda. He talked about the judges. Go through the Trump judges. Not only are they far to the right, there were two things that the Republicans wanted with their judges during those 4 years. Number one, they wanted them to be young because they want them on that court for a long, long time. And number two, they wanted them as conservative as they possibly could be. Not about whether or not they know the law, because there were more judges put up by Donald Trump and the Republicans in those 4 years that were listed as unqualified by the American Bar Association than in any other presidential administration in recent history. Unqualified. But they were young and they were very conservative. And that's all that mattered. Not whether or not they were actually good jurists. And Paul Ryan is proud of that record. He is proud of the record. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about the agenda that Ron DeSantis or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or Tim Scott? Tim Scott is really the biggest question I have. Tim Scott should know better, but somehow he's made a career in the Republican Party and he's going to stick with it. You look at a guy like Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson. Where did the Republican Party of Wisconsin go? You know, if the Republican Party really wanted to win the governor's race this month, they would not have told Tommy Thompson, you're too moderate. Tommy went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring and tried to say to him, you know, I can be as crazy as you people are. But they didn't believe him. But again, when you listen to those words that Paul Ryan said on ABC yesterday, he's trying to sound like a reasonable kind of guy. You know, we Republicans are reasonable. This Donald Trump is not. But then you get to the end, the policies, he believes in it all. He believes in the Trump agenda. Well, maybe they went too far on January 6th. Maybe they've gone too far on claiming every election loss is rigged. Maybe once in a while he stretched the truth. He doesn't want to say, I'm never again Trump, because he thinks the Republican Party and the conservative movement needs to go in a different direction. Paul Ryan is perfectly fine with a racist, sexist, and about five other ist agenda, where their only hope is tax cuts. I mean, you look at Wisconsin. Earlier today, Governor Evers now projects budget surplus for 2022-2023 will hit $6.6 billion. You know what the Republicans are talking about in terms of that surplus? Tax cuts for the wealthy. Because they said, the Senate leader of the Republican Party said, well, the last couple of tax reform packages lowered the rates of the low end, the people that need it. This time around, we got to lower it for the wealthy, for the top end. And universal school choice. Of course, universal school choice. So again, you know what the Republicans stand for, whether it's Donald Trump at the top of the ticket or Ron DeSantis or Ted Cruz or whoever. Or Scott Walker. I was actually thinking over the weekend, what is Scott Walker's next move? You know we're not done with Scott Walker, right? You know he's going to be back in some way. And what he's going to run for, I don't know. Does he dare run against Tammy Baldwin in 2 years? Does he dare run for governor again in 4? I think he's going to run for something. But again, it's not Donald Trump. And I think the Republicans are trying to make it out to be Donald Trump. It is the policies and the pure hatred that comes out that leads to instances like we saw in Colorado Springs over the weekend. So that is, again, never fun to wake up on a Sunday morning and see Paul Ryan on your TV screen. He plays the game pretty well, I'll give him that much. But it should not be a game. We'll come back. One more segment to go. Chad Holmes Show here on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes, join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. This Wednesday, we'll talk high school boys and girls basketball. We'll also preview the high school hockey season that begins this week and special guests. At 6:40, we'll be joined by Merrill High School girls basketball coach Mike DeBorg as the Blue Jays off to a solid start this season. And then at 7 p.m., it's our student athlete guest from Wausau West. We'll be joined by their outstanding football quarterback and boys basketball player, Vince Hans. It's the Big High School Sports Show this Wednesday and every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Radio 98.9 and 1230, FullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, not a bad Monday out there. Temperatures warmed up into the mid-30s, 34 degrees under fair skies. 3:52 is the time. Coming up tonight here on Bull Falls Radio, we have Marquette University men's basketball. Golden Eagles will take on Mississippi State. Mississippi State is undefeated. 7 o'clock is our airtime for Marquette basketball tonight here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Also came across this story. I don't know if you heard recently, but you remember Blake Martinez, former Packer linebacker, had a couple of good years for the Pack. He was drafted by the Packers in 2016, played 4 years for Green Bay, joined the New York Giants in 2020 before suffering a torn ACL in 2021. He was released shortly after and then joined the Las Vegas Raiders. But after 7 years in the league, Blake Martinez retired midseason a couple of weeks ago, and we found out what the reason is. It's a different kind of reason. He's making enough money selling Pokemon cards, recently selling a very rare card for nearly $700,000. So he doesn't need the income he gets from playing anymore. And he was making just over $1 million this year for the Raiders and sold that very rare Pokemon card a couple of weeks ago for nearly $700,000. And again, he looked like he was playing pretty well for the Raiders. In his last game before his retirement, he had 11 tackles. But it appears that selling these Pokemon cards appears to be Blake Martinez's true passion, not to mention a pretty good source of income for him, and he's focusing more on that right now. Also, over the weekend, for the first time in our country's history, Joe Biden became a president to lead in his 80s. Yep, the president had his 80th birthday. And if you're going to be a funny guy, you could say he's like a lot of Americans in 2022. He works from home. He's able to nap when he wants, and his social life outside of work kind of sucks. So, but happy birthday to a Joe Biden, 80 years old. Taking a look at some famous folks celebrating their birthdays today here on November the 21st. Marlo Thomas turning 85 years old today. Actress Goldie Hawn is 77. Actress Nicolette Sheridan, she turns 59 years old today. Former New York Giants football star, Hall of Famer Michael Strahan, but now he is a member of the Fox NFL Sunday crew, also part of ABC's Good Morning America. Michael Strahan is 51 years old today. Actor Jimmy Simpson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Westworld is 47. And actress Jenna Malone from The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, also Into the Wild, turning 38 years old today. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history on November the 21st. 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph, a machine that can record sound. Also, on this date in 1969, the first ARPANET link was established. ARPANET, which stands for Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, developed by the United States Department of Defense, was the world's first operational packet switching network and the ancestor of the Internet. I was young, but I remember this one. Back on this date in 1980, the Dallas episode, Who Shot JR or Who Done It, aired on U.S. television. You remember that? It was one of the highest ranked TV programs in United States history. Who did it? It was, do you remember who did it? Who did it?
It wasn't her. I think the character was Kristen, right? It was Mary Crosby.
Yeah, Kristen.
Bing Crosby's daughter.
Kristen.
Kristen, yeah.
I forget what her role was. She was related to JR in some way. Yeah. But, who shot JR back in 1980?
A lot of people were talking about that. Remember, it was just water cooler stuff.
Back then was pre-internet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not pre-internet and pre-cable. Because back then we had CBS, ABC, NBC, and PBS.
And a little Fox.
And not in 1980.
Oh, no, 80, you're right.
Yeah, not in 1980.
Yep.
Wow. On this date in 2017, Charlie Rose was fired. He can't be naughty. Yeah. Charlie Rose fired over allegations of sexual harassment by 8 women. And this one I liked. 2019, you've heard of Elon Musk, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot
Who?
Of people. Elon
Who?
Musk. You know the guy who runs Twitter now? Mm-hmm. But 1919, 3 years ago today, Elon Musk launched Tesla's electric Cybertruck with shatterproof windows that, when demonstrated on stage, guess what they did? They shattered.
and they've taken orders, still not in production.
Oh, wow. Unreal. So that's a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history on November the 21st. Coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour, and then Mike and Dom with the Devil's Advocate. Stick around from 4 till 6, and don't forget Marquette basketball coming up at 7 o'clock. I'll be back again tomorrow, 2 until 4 p.m. Have yourselves a great rest of your Monday. And thanks for joining me for the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
I'll drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers, that is the fact. Yes, we're lovers, that is the fact. Though nothing will keep us together, just for one day. What you say, I say.